In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we learn in the first gospel about desire, about what kind of desire we can have and what shapes our desires. What is good desire and bad desire? This is what the Lord is speaking of. He says the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single or whole, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be filled with darkness. And what is this eye that he's speaking of? He's not talking about the two eyes that are in our face. He's talking about the eye of the soul. But the eye of the soul is similar to our physical eyes. With our eyes we see and we desire. The eye of the soul also sees and desires. But you must train your eyes to see things that are good to desire, to cultivate a taste for that which is good to desire. And in the same way, you must cultivate a taste for what is good in the eye of the soul. The Lord says that if the eye of the soul is evil, then the whole body is full of darkness. And if the light in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And what darkness is he talking about? The darkness of sin. The darkness of impurity. Now, in darkness you cannot see things. So the trouble with when our eye is dark is that we do not see sin. We do not see what is wrong. Christianity is the cultivation of the eye of the soul so that we would look to light and that we would see light and we'd recognize what is light and what is dark. Seems like an obvious question. For the physical eyes it's easy. We can see that there is light in this temple. And if it were night, we would know that it is dark. We can tell the difference between light and dark with our physical eyes. But it is not the same with our spiritual eye, with the eye of the soul. If we do not cultivate in us the right way of life, we will see darkness and think that it is light. And that is why the Lord transitions after he says about the eye, that if it be dark, there is darkness in your soul, in your body, and that how great would that darkness be, that he transitions to speaking about money and then about cares of this life. There's a reason for this. He says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He is saying that if you love money or anything else above God, then you do not love God. He said this just after he said that the light of the body is the eye. With the eye we see and we desire. So, if we see and desire things that are not of God, we do not love God. We might call ourselves Christian. We might say our prayers and read the Bible and even fast. We might come to church services. But if we see and desire things that are not of God, we are trying to serve two masters. And the Lord says it's impossible. Impossible to serve two masters. Then he speaks about taking thought for our life. He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Then he asks the question that we should be answering day by day and moment by moment. Is not the life more than meat and body more than raiment? Remember, this is after he said the things about the eye and about desire. Now he's telling us that life is more than just what you see and what you feel, what you can acquire, the kind of job you have, the prestige you have, the clothing you have, whether or not you get 3 weeks paid vacation or not, all the other things. That's all temporary. It all is of no significance. What is of significance is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So, how do you train your eye, your desire, to desire the things of God? By arduous work, by seeking God, by knowing that there is an eternity, and that we will be in this eternity. And what we do now affects how we will be then. This is what we must do in our life, is continually school ourselves about what the good way of life is and the bad way of life. We have developed, unfortunately, sort of devolved in our age that righteousness is thought of as a bunch of rules and regulations, some of which make no sense to people. And therefore they do not follow them. That is why our age is so licentious. And so, that's a hard word to say, isn't it? Licentious. I still can't say it. I'm trying to say we live in a promiscuous and an unclean age. And the reason we do is because people do not know that there are things that they do in this life that lead them away from God. To steal, to lie, to be promiscuous, to be unclean, to curse. These things lead us away from God, and there are a dozen others besides. And they lead us eternally away from God. But to have love, to be humble, to think of not ourselves first, but others first, these things always bring us towards God, eternally and permanently. The way that you do these things is cultivate in yourself a good desire for these things. You won't be able to do it if you're just occasionally praying, occasionally fasting, once in a while going to church, sometimes having confession and communion, maybe on holidays. This is not enough. Because you are barraged in this world with many things that are against God. And they are, let's face it, many of them are attractive to our eyes. We have to cultivate an attraction to the things of God. An appetite for spiritual things is not an immediate appetite. There are many things that we immediately like, foods or different pleasures that are immediately pleasurable to us. This is not the way spiritual life is. Prayer and fasting, learning of ourselves, loving those who do not love us, being humble, reviling not when we're reviled. These things do not come naturally. They are not what we naturally desire. So we must cultivate these things in our life. We must struggle to attain them. To attain them by prayer, by fasting, by reading of the scriptures, by prayer in the services, by confession and communion, by making an effort. And then your eye will learn to love the things that are good and to hate the things that are bad. And the Lord shows how we do this in this gospel selection. We learn that life is more than just clothing or food or whatever else is temporary in this life. Life is about living eternally and preparing for eternity. Brothers and sisters, may you cultivate in your eye of your soul desire for good things. Don't take for granted that because you call yourself Christian that you desire godly things. Force yourself to desire godly things. Force yourself to do away with ungodly things. It's not an easy task. It's one that takes effort. But it begins with love of God above all things and a desire. And God will help you in all things. May God help the eye of the body of your soul to be pure so that you may see God. Amen.